Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
December 26, 1805. Christmas. Yesterday was Christmas. In the morning, the captains were saluted by all the party under their windows with a shout and a song. After breakfast, the captains divided what tobacco remained, 12 carats, one half of which they gave to the party who used tobacco. Those who do not received a handkerchief each. Captain Clark received a fleece hosiery, shirt drawers, and socks from Captain Lewis, a pair of moccasins from White House, a small Indian basket from Guterick, 2 dozen weasel tails from Sacagawea, and some black roots from the Indians. Clark wrote,
"We would have spent the day of the Nativity of Christ in feasting, had we anything either to raise our spirits or even gratify our appetites. Our dinner consisted of poor elk, so much spoiled that we eat it through mere necessity."
Today, December 26, Clark writes about a routine, uncomfortable day.
"Rained and blew hard last night, some hard thunder. The rain continued as usual all day, and blew hard from the southeast. Joseph Fields finished a table and 2 seats for us. We dry our wet articles before the fire, and have our blankets fleed. Great numbers were caught out of the blankets. Those troublesome insects are so abundant that we have them killed out of our blankets every day or get no sleep at night. The powder in many of the men's horns are wet from their being so long exposed to the rain. Captain William Clark, December 26, 1805.
There is no mention of Santa Claus, but apparently the custom of giving gifts was in fashion. The American version of Santa Claus received its inspiration from the Dutch legend of Sinterklaas, brought by settlers to New York in the 17th century. As early as 1773, the name appeared in the American press as Saint A. Claus. In 1809, under the pseudonym of Diedrich Knickerbocker, Washington Irving described the arrival of the saint on horseback each eve of St. Nicholas. Clement Clark Moore, in his poem The Night Before Christmas, written in 1823, described a Santa Claus reminiscent of Irving's St. Nick. Tomorrow, mosquitoes again.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Editorial assistance from Hal Hansen. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.